This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about artificial intelligence and work. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Will AI be able to do my job? That's a question a lot of people have right now, and we were wondering about that too here at The Pulse. Could AI start reporting stories for us?
Can you help me come up with a radio story?
I can definitely help you brainstorm a radio story.
That's our intern, Alan Hinnage, talking to a chatbot called Pi.
I want it to be related to AI technology in the workplace.
That sounds like an interesting topic.
The chatbot suggested a story about older workers and how AI is affecting their chances at finding new opportunities.
What about a focus on one particular worker who is struggling to adapt to the new AI technology? Something like that?
Okay, that could work.
Wonderful.
The chatbot immediately offered to draft emails, to reach out to people to be interviewed, but we decided to let the humans take over from there. Here's Alan Hinnage.
Susanna Knox worked as a receptionist in law firms for more than 30 years. As a first point of contact for potential clients, it was her job to do things like transfer calls, schedule appointments, and sort the mailroom.
The people that I worked with, I was very fond of them, and it was really nice. I loved it.
She especially loved to chit-chat with clients, get to know them better.
I had a lot of people come into the office, and the first thing they would do, they would hear my accent, and they'd want to talk about where I was from and stuff like that. It's personal.
Susanna immigrated from England to New York when she was 18.
You know their wants and what they like and what particular tea they like, because, you know, I had clients that liked herbal teas and stuff, and I would set that out for them and whatever. So there's that personal touch. I was there for 21 years. I figured I was going to retire from that place.
Then the pandemic came and the office was closed. Susanna started answering calls from her home, but soon after she was furloughed. For nearly a year and a half, she waited anxiously to get called back into the office. All her coworkers had returned, but she was still in limbo. Until finally she got the call that her services were no longer needed. The law firm didn't need a human to answer calls or greet clients anymore.
The phones were automated. If you call the office, you'd get the recording, and they say whoever you're looking for, you have to look it up at the firm directory. It's like press one for blah 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 blah, and you go through this whole spiel.
Susanna was devastated, and she felt like it was a bad business decision.
When you call a business, you want to hear somebody's voice. You know, you want somebody to pick up the phone. And I mean, yes, an AI thing is very efficient and stuff, but there wouldn't be that personal, you know, that warmth. It's making me think that, like, am I going to become obsolete? Employers are really going to go for that? Are they going to really cut out human contact? They don't understand how it affects people in the long run, because it's like you almost feel worthless and useless, because, you know, for them to just dump me after this time, I felt so, sometimes I would find myself crying in the night. I'm like, why? What did I do? Why did they do this to me?
Susanna is just one of more than a million American workers above the age of 60 who lost their jobs during the pandemic. Most furloughed workers did eventually get called back into work, but the recall rate wasn't the same for older adults. Many feel like they were left behind.
I think we have to accept something that I think many of us do not want to talk about in this country: how culture informs age discrimination.
That's Gary Officer, president and CEO of the Center for Workforce Inclusion.
So we often hear the term the Great Resignation.
That's what people are calling the voluntary mass exodus from the workforce that happened after the pandemic.
The Great Resignation did not occur for older Americans. I refer to it as the Great Sifting Out, because many older Americans were not recalled back into their workplace. Many of them were simply let go.
Gary says there's a lot of reasons for this, and a major one is related to advances in automation and artificial intelligence. As the technology gets better and better, more traditional skills will become obsolete. New opportunities and jobs will be created, but Gary worries that older workers just might not be ready for them.
By the year 2024, older Americans who are 50 and over will become the single largest segment of the U.S. workforce. We cannot possibly ignore the largest single segment of the workforce. From accessing workforce development dollars, that will prepare them for opportunities that our economy will be reliant on going forward. We cannot ignore them.
But in order to retrain older workers with digital skills, Gary says we first need to address a more fundamental inequality. More than 20 million households in the U.S. still don't have internet service.
So if I can't get on the internet to participate in those online training programs.
More than 4 million say it's because they can't afford it.
So equity comes into play. Barriers informed by location comes into play. And so we have to figure out how we can remove those barriers that prohibits opportunities, that prohibits training. We have an obligation as a society to make sure that everybody has an equal shot at being part of the new mosaic that's becoming our 21st century workforce.
Susanna still hasn't been able to find a new job since she got laid off. She feels frustrated, and she misses the human connection she used to have with the clients in the law firm. But we left our conversation on a positive note.
Susanna, I got to tell you, you have such a beautiful voice. Maybe if you look for a new job, you should consider voice acting.
Oh, thank you. People have told me that all the time. You need to do voiceovers and voicemail announcements and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm open to that.
That story was reported by Alan Hinnage.